This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Reno Collier's on the phone, plus Matt Holt, rats, urine, and today in history. All right after this.
Critics everywhere are praising the brand new HBO series Deadwood, which takes viewers back in time for an authentic look at what it was like living in the Old West, including everything from the wardrobe to the obscenity-laden language. But profanity-laced dialogue will forever keep Deadwood off of network television. That's why ABC is stepping up and giving those viewers without HBO a show that has even more action, more drama, and yes, even more profanity than Deadwood ever could. ABC and the NBA present Hardwood, the only show on TV where anything goes. Isn't that right, Rasheed Wallace?
Yeah, you better believe it, bitch.
Hardwood gives you all the on-court action you crave, along with the authentic sounds that make up every NBA game. You'll get all the greats, like Gary Payton.
Man, that foul call is f***ing bull. I didn't even touch that mother.
Drama at the press conferences with Shaquille O'Neal.
I can't do unless my damn teammates throw me the ball.
In-depth strategizing by Coach Larry Brown.
What the are you guys doing out there? Damn, Tayshaun, maybe if you tried playing a little defense on Kobe, the son of a wouldn't be able to knock down every damn shot. Damn.
Even the crowd gets involved.
All you guys.
That's Hardwood on ABC. I love this game.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Loved your last joke, Ace. Got us into a big discussion about fonts. Not really a big topic on talk radio.
Or anywhere.
Except here.
Yeah, okay.
We talk about it quite often.
Also got a windbag.
Oh.
Apparently the James Bond chord is a major minor 9.
E minor 9. What you played was a modulated version.
Oh, boy.
Really?
We're going to have chord fights?
That's not
I love it when they fight on air.
Hey, look, first it was fonts, now it's chords.
Yeah,
you argue about politics, we're talking fonts. the James Bond chord. So that's not it?
That's a step higher.
Okay.
So what's that called?
That'd be F sharp minor.
But isn't that right from a James Bond movie? Didn't we just lift that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, then how can it be the James Bond chord?
I play E minor 9.
Well, then it's not. That one is the correct
okay,
one.
I'm sorry.
Is happening?
I've lost my place. Yeah. Could we?
So what you're fighting about is your chord.
Exactly.
What?
All right. let's not worry.
I believe
about
we
it.
Have.
There we go.
I think chuckling, and that's.
Hey, Reno, be glad your name's not Pat Godwin today, okay? Yeah.
Reno Collier has joined us on the phone. Comedian Reno Collier, known for the for many of his exploits in the world of comedy, including the current tour. What's it called again? The
Freedom to Laugh.
The Freedom to Laugh.
Oh, I get a cord.
Yeah, yeah, even Reno got a cord.
Well,
yeah.
That's funny because Pat's new tour is called Option to Laugh.
Always laugh.
Okay.
Dare you.
And then laugh, please. sorry. From the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, Reno Collier joins us. Are you back from your vacation?
Yeah, man. I'm back from vacation and... good God. My wife went on a vacation as soon as we got. We were in Florida at Disney, and then she came home and turned around and went to Florida with like five girlfriends.
Wow.
For a week.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we all need a vacation after any vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Like I couldn't agree more. Now, when we last left you, Reno, we were talking about a scientific experiment. This actually sounds ridiculous, but it's pretty cool. I've been looking at these pictures at the University of Richmond. They've taught rats to drive. They made these little cars, and they put them in what looked like kind of jars, a little bigger than a rat.
Mm-hmm.
And they stand on an aluminum thing with copper bars that completes a circuit. And if they do the right thing, they drive to the food.
Yeah, they get rewarded with food.
And but the best part of this is at the end, the doctor here in this interview says it appears the rats get the same kind of satisfaction we get when we perfect a new skill.
Isn't that cool?
They feel good about themselves. It's a self-esteem issue.
But that's amazing. I'm stunned by this. It's what a cool experiment.
Yeah, and rats are driving little cars.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It is fun.
So I
can't even wrap my head around that. My mom lives in Richmond. There are rats.
Well, there are rats everywhere.
Well, these are.
I know, but rats just get the bum deal on everything. You know what I mean? Hey, what do cigarettes do? I don't know. Fire one up and give it to a rat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there'll be pizza rat delivery guy now.
Yeah.
Or little rat Ubers.
God, can you imagine those little rat things with those electric.
Half your pizza's gone.
Yeah. Signs on top.
Pizza rat.
Pizza rat.
Sorry about that.
Put a little sign.
Why don't they have a delivery service named Pizza Rat? That's a great idea. The guy in the little rat outfit coming in, that rat nose.
Oh. Hey, your pizza.
Now, see, I had an idea years ago.
Okay.
Pizza. The donkey was the mascot of the pizza place. It was called Pizza Ass.
You want to get a pizza ass?
Yeah.
How much is that?
Well, right home.
Whatever you want.
Do you want a big pizza ass or a small pizza?
I think Josh's idea of forcing the rats to do a turn signal by sticking their little arms out the window.
Oh, that's the way to go.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. You
could, pizza ass, I don't know, would work. Is anybody really going to order a thick crust pizza?
No.
Ooh, that thick ass.
I'd like no crust, please.
Okay. Now, also, Reno, we had a news story about a guy. This is from some scientific journal. This guy, apparently from eating carbohydrates, his body would make alcohol.
Would break it down into alcohol instead of breaking it down in a regular way.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Well,
but no,
not when you're getting pulled over and you didn't drink.
Well, he didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, it is if you got jumped and sent to rehab.
He didn't know what was going on.
Right.
So he didn't know why he felt drunk all the time.
He couldn't explain it.
Oh, I thought he was. Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess it sucks. I still kind of like it.
Yeah. It sounds like a blessing, but it's probably more of a curse.
Yeah.
Are you drunk right now, Reno?
I'm just shoveling carbs in my mouth trying to get that way.
Okay.
You quit a while back. Do you right? I mean, didn't you retire from the world of drinking?
I had to. Yeah. That's why it sounded so appealing. There's no stink on the breath. You're rolling right through.
Yeah, I guess.
The guy blew a .2. That's how he got caught.
That's high.
Yeah,
that's
and he wasn't drunk, and he kept insisting he wasn't drunk, and they couldn't figure it out.
Well, that's right. So, get your hands off.
So it was from carbs. So now he has to drink bread from O'Doul.
Yeah,
they make bread. Anybody
good. So your urine is safe for you to drink, only to you, right?
What?
Depends on what videos you download.
No, I think urine is it's sterile.
Sterile.
Yeah. Technically, it's safe to drink from anyone. Yeah.
Oh, I thought drink your own. Well, because if what if his is it alcoholic? Is his urine?
Do you remember
in it?
What comedian?
Oh, yeah.
Was in here that
she would drink her urine because of the heroin, right?
She would still be
meth.
Get high from her urine.
From her meth. Yeah.
Urine does not break down in your system. So
right.
Well, I just didn't know if he could bottle his urine if it was like alcohol.
Boy, that's a tough sell, though.
Yeah,
isn't it?
No joke.
I don't know, man. I've had some beers that taste pretty bad.
I was going to say, I could name some names.
Hey, let's call Pete's ass.
Pete's ass and some piss beer.
Boy, that sounds like a knife.
What do you think?
Some Dom casual, perhaps?
Now, people that drink urine, do they drink their own? Is that the...
I believe so, yes.
They did in Waterworld, Kevin Costner.
Well, he sent it through a filtration process, though. He had he into a plant to water his plant.
You paid way more attention to the movie than you should have.
Well, I don't want to even tell you where his gills were.
And I think Crazy Guy, what was his name? The actor that drank his own urine.
Nick Nolte.
Yeah, he drank his own. I think you drink your own. I don't think you. Yeah.
Patches O'Houlihan want to call your drank his own urine in Dodgeball.
That's got to be a sexual thing, too, I bet.
You think?
Yeah. Drinking?
I don't think. Well, maybe not drinking your own, but
drinking the leather.
The shower part.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah.
Would you put it in the fridge and drink it later? Or?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on if you like it hot or warm or cold, I guess.
Yeah, it depends on if you're European or not.
This isn't all that pleasant, but you guys know that I know some people in the adult entertainment industry.
Right.
Keep talking.
And I was talking to some actresses, and they were saying there was a director, a popular porn director, who off camera would say, hey, I would like to purchase some of your urine. And that they would sell it, and he would, as sometimes they would just be talking, and he would just be sipping a glass of it.
Sweet God baby Jesus.
Yeah. Are you serious?
It was, he just loved it. That was one of his things.
Wow.
I'm speechless.
What, yo, dude.
The palate on that guy.
So the woman gives it to him and a pack of certs.
Yeah, exactly. And it would
and some Valtrex.
Oh, that's...
you gotta let it settle before you drink it. Yeah.
Let it breathe.
Run through some cheesecloth.
Time to move on. I say we do Today in History.
Well, yes, of course. We gotta bring Leonard in here, though.
Time now for...
Go ahead.
Today!
Did you forget where you were, Leonard?
I'm waiting! Today in History, here's Cheryl.
Leonard Arnold.
On this date, October 29th, 1692, the court convened for the first Salem witch trials is dissolved.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. The court that was convened was dissolved.
What a witch hunt.
I mean, it sure was.
Yeah, I can't get divorced, so just accuse her of being a witch.
Man, oh,
that's,
man.
That's
how
the plan.
Often did that work, though? Then? Well,
sadly, probably.
Yeah. All too often, yeah. It was.
Okay, what else, Christy?
Well, on this date, October 29th, 1858, I'm reading this as written because I'm a little confused, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
The first store opens in Denver, Colorado. What store?
The first store?
What store?
What year was it?
Grocery stores.
Hang on.
I think it would have been.
Well, on this date, the first store.
It must have been the first general store.
It's called store.
Here we go. Here it is. On October 29th, 1858. The first store opens in a small frontier town. Could I finish? In Colorado Territory, that will a month later become Denver.
Okay, so it was the first general store.
It was
a dispensary. First store in Denver, not the first store ever, right?
Yes.
There had to be stores before 1858.
Right.
No, it's just trading posts.
There were mercantiles. Where did the Eagles shop? Come on. I mean,
obviously, there was Sears.
No, Christy, you're right. I mean, there were bazaars.
There had to be stores.
It was the first store in the West in Colorado.
Right. In ancient Greece, they had the circus and bazaars and stuff like that. So, yeah.
But this was the first store in Colorado.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that was
kind of interesting.
Sense.
They took the name Denver in a shameless place. To curry favor with Kansas territorial governor James W. Denver.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
So, just, I think, oh. I don't know, it must have been a dull day in history for them to cite that.
Certainly felt like it.
I was just a little confused.
Course, tell them the first store opened.
They had, of course, the first ever grand opening sale, obviously.
Yeah.
Did they have that big, huge thing of scissors to cut the tape?
No, they had. They did have
nowhere to buy one.
They did have one of those blow up Slender Man thing that shakes around. By the way, have you seen the documentary about that?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that invented that got nothing. He got like $16 or something. And somebody else made all. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Those things that the car lots.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that guy though. Full of hot air.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. He doesn't have a leg. Doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Was that? Is that Ace? Is that Ace over there?
No, Ace turned that one down.
Oh, sorry. Thought I knew this show.
I'm sorry. Back to today in history.
On this date, October 29th, 1929, it was a sad Black Tuesday. That was, of course, when the stock market crashed, causing the Great Depression.
All because one guy freaked out and took his money out.
Yep.
So I have a question. You've got your Good Friday, your Ash Wednesday.
Yes.
Taco Tuesday.
Black Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Black Friday.
Your Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Does Thursday have any?
Thursday. Holy Thursday.
Oh, I like Thirsty Thursdays.
Okay. You got your Taco Tuesday.
Yep.
Is it
what about Stormy Monday?
Manic Monday.
You got your Bloody Sunday.
You got so every day's covered?
Not Saturday. What about Saturday?
Saturday's all right.
All right for fun.
Sorry for fun. Yeah. That's about it.
And Wednesday's hump day. So I think
okay.
All
yeah, hump day.
Wow. So is there a, there isn't like a holy Saturday because even God goes, hey, come on, am I going to be able to get him away from party time?
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Night.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
I spend my Saturdays in the park.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Next.
Up in Chicago.
October 29th, 1998, on this date, the space shuttle Discovery blasted off with a 77-year-old John Glenn aboard, making him the oldest person to ever go to space.
Incredibly brave.
Very cool.
And we learned a lot about excessive flatulence from the elderly in space.
Yep. And when he landed there, he couldn't stop vomiting. Did you know that?
Really?
A delay. Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Glad we
John Glenn's
in.
From Ohio, yeah.
That's also a nice fact. I was...
couldn't stop vomiting.
I'm talking about spacesuit farts.
Unchecked vomiting can fill a space cap.
Back to you, Christy.
Birthday celebrated today. Born on this date in 1942, Bob Ross.
I had my Bob Ross suit for Halloween.
You sure did. Yeah.
It's not a suit. It's a costume.
Do you still have your bear suit?
It's not a suit or a costume. That's a coat.
I have my bear suit.
That is a coat.
That'll come in handy.
Huh?
Are you guys dressing up?
No.
No.
Oh, hey, by the way, do you know what the favorite day for
fish? I'm coming as a guy going through a nervous breakdown.
Do you know what the favorite day for fish is?
I already love this. I'm already all in.
No matter what.
Has to be Friday.
No.
What?
They get eaten on Friday.
Oh.
They like throw back Thursday.
All right, that one was good. That one was good.
Years ago,
you can now keep your dollar that you owe me.
Years ago on Twitter, I posted a picture of a fisherman throwing a fish back, and I wrote hashtag Throwback Thursday, and I think it got negative likes.
You incited hate.
Oh. These people don't fish.
Born on this date in 1947, Richard Dreyfuss.
Great actor.
You wouldn't know your birthday if it swam up and bit you in the ass.
Did he? By the way.
Beautiful boy.
In the movie Jaws. And by the way, my favorite Richard Dreyfuss movie is, well, there's so many.
Mr. Holland's Opus.
Yes.
Have you ever seen The
Apprenticeship of Duddy Kravitz?
Oh, what about Bob?
No, I have not seen Duddy
Kravitz. Is that on video or is it still on Kinescope?
It's Duddy pretty Kravitz. Funny. Because anything that's old is bad, obviously.
No, I didn't say that.
Hack Orson Welles. No, it's a great movie. But Richard Dreyfuss.
What is going on? Reno,
Pat,
is that you? Are you taking a beer?
Is that you, Pat?
Reno's either having a beer or taking a piss.
Reno's on the wagon.
I forgot he was even on the line.
Last time we talked, he was emptying the dishwasher.
I was pouring some coffee.
I didn't know what that was.
From a height?
So, Reno, I have a question. In the movie, Jaws, the great line, "We need a bigger boat."
Yeah,
yeah.
Ad-libbed.
That was ad-libbed?
Yes. Yeah, by
Roy Scheider.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Glad they kept that in. Okay, and that okay.
Oh, a little ice, yeah. Yeah. Why not?
That was us.
Come on, Reno. Jesus.
Yeah.
Quit drinking my ass.
You're a full glass bowl.
I'm sorry. Back to today in history. Oh, would you?
Okay.
Celebrating a birthday born on this date in 1956.
Reno.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.